This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Roycey Unchained.
Patrick Roycey.
So I watched him strike out 12 times again yesterday, and I was trying to remember this corny song that they sing out at the Eastern Liberal Colleges, the Whiffin', and I looked it up, and it was the Whiffin'. I knew it was Whiffin'.
Yep.
It's the Whiffin' Poof song, and it's and there's a Whiffin' Poof club on all these Eastern schools, and they sing this melody, all these guys, they wear suits, and they, you know, now poof is a hard word to use in England.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can use it here. We don't use the poof in the same way here
right,
as we do in England. So I want this to be the Twins theme song, the Whiffin' Poof song. When they take the field, instead of "we're going to win, Twins," I want them to sing the Whiffin' Poof song so they can strike out gloriously another 12 times. It's unbelievable how much they're striking out.
That's what I was going to say. Where, I mean, when does this end?
I don't know.
Does something ever change?
They had a 16 about three games ago. They had, how many times have been in double figures in the last 20 games? Probably 15. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
None of them make contact. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, when Buxton's going terrible, it doesn't help. But, you know, Correa and Buxton, the first two draft choices in one, two draft choices in 12 or 13. They're both, neither of them are any good. Neither of them can hit. What's going on here? I mean, Buxton will hit a home run.
Well, I think Buxton's hurt again.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think his knee is bad.
Sound like it, doesn't it?
Baldelli was talking about that with Provis a couple days ago.
Yeah, and Baldelli said that it looked like it was acting up again.
Yes, that's why he didn't play a couple days ago. I think they're trying to wait longer to IL guys now.
Yes,
than they were
do.
Previously.
They do.
But
it seems
his knee's not right. And Correa, I have no idea.
I thought he was coming out of it a little.
Yep.
But I never looked at him as this guess hitter. But yesterday again, fastball right down the middle, two strikes. He's obviously guessing he's going to get a breaking ball, and is he no longer capable of reacting to a pitch? Has he got a guess as what's coming? Is the modern pitching so good that you have to guess at all times?
I have no
idea.
I don't know.
It's brutal.
This is shockingly bad.
Now 19 times they've scored two or less, and there's a stat about one run. I saw it in Phil's story the other day. They've scored one like 7 times in 15 games or something like that.
Yep.
It's brutal. I mean, that's, you know, Joe Ryan was not good yesterday. He's going to have one of those, but you give behind 3-0, you have no chance.
Right.
It's
yep. And 5 runs in that ballpark is not insurmountable.
No, with the little fly balls that go out, but the Royce Lewis phenomenon, he struck out 3 times yesterday. I think he led the team yesterday in strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is driving me crazy. he's going to bring in this whole new vibe to the clubhouse. He's a guy who's played 15 games in the big leagues. He's been injured twice. Leave him alone. Stop telling me how he's changed the vibe in the clubhouse. It's so idiotic. Audra started with that.
I think
yesterday.
I know who you were watching last
she
night.
She started, but then Dick and, you know, Dick's doing it too. Oh, he's just such a great young. He's a nice guy. You say hello to him. That doesn't mean he's a clubhouse leader. He responds to you. And plus,
no, I know.
You know, 25 players, 25 Ubers. I like that. Let's, you know, let's not be big buddies. Let's put a little pressure on each other. You know, let's go in there and say, boy, was that terrible. What's wrong with you? How can people make decisions this quickly about something?
Well, the other
he comes up, he hits the right field foul pole, gets a three-run homer. Well, you know, gets a base hit the ninth to tie the game. That was great. But with two outs in the ninth, but, you know, and I think he's going to be an asset. But this idea that, oh, man, I saw some idiot who's a big Twins guy who's on Twitter all the time comparing him to, he's got the same vibe as Puckett. Oh, really? How do we know? You know? I mean, stop. Stop being ridiculous. I mean, it's nice to be fairly optimistic about him, and I think he's going to be a good player, but the idea that he's going to change the clubhouse is just asinine.
I don't think the clubhouse is their problem.
No,
either.
It isn't.
Like, this isn't like the Lance Lynn year where it's just a bunch of jackasses.
No, it isn't Lance Lynn and Logan Morrison and those guys in there grumpy because they didn't get enough money and they're all a bunch of idiots. You're right. I think they're fine. But, you know, the other thing is let's start catching Ryan Jeffers 60% of the time instead of the fat little guy who can't, you know, he got a couple of bloop hits yesterday, but this, you know, Jeffers gets three hits on the first pitch. He doesn't play the next day. But, you know, because we got it all platted out, right. Who's catching who and blah, blah, blah. It's
when do the bats just get going?
That's you got it. Whatever hint you have of a bat, you should keep around. I mean, Waller didn't exactly hit rockets, but he was 4-for-4, you know, and we sent him out to bring back Max to go.
Right.
When are you going to pull the cord on Max?
I was asking.
Pull
that.
The cord.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. Not here, anyway.
You didn't trade him. You should have. Now you got to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to, you know, I don't know. What is he's not signed for, I think they got an option for next year, right?
But I'd have to look.
Not one that they'd He's out.
And Waller, that bat should be here. With what you're doing at the plate,
now he's got a tendency to have 10 strikeouts in a week, too. I think he can give you some. You got him at Gallo. You got Whiff City. And that's the other thing. Stop leading off a guy who's going to strike out 70. Let's start the game with a strikeout. What do you think? Isn't that the way we all want to start the game? What are they doing? What is it? It's stupid. I don't think it's Rocco. I don't know where it's coming from, but somebody wants Gallo leading off. You know, so he can. His one value is he might stumble up to the plate with two guys on base and hit a three-run homer. That doesn't happen when you lead off.
Nope.
Especially when Taylor and Vasquez are hitting in front of you when you come around from the back end.
I can't explain it. Mm-hmm. We're 2 months in now.
Yep, and they're, Yeah, they just,
you know,
they can't hit.
Not a couple weeks in.
I didn't like the lineup from the start, but I didn't think it would be this bad. I didn't imagine that they could be this bad.
Well,
of course,
you
can't imagine Correa being this bad. Right. And, you know, I suppose you can imagine Kepler being this bad because he has been. But you kind of, the way they were talking, like, he did all this stuff. You know what? When you're going to Paris for your workouts, I don't trust you. I think there's other stuff that might be getting in the way in Paris when you're preparing, you know, go to the gym for an hour in Paris. That leaves you 23 hours a day doing something else over in Paris.
How happy are the Giants and Mets right now?
That they didn't get Correa. Yeah.
In New York, he'd be getting savaged.
Oh, he'd be terrible. But the Houston, he didn't get booed. He can't blame the booing in Houston. They like him in Houston. Although they got to look out at shortstop and say, we're paying this guy $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, we're paying this guy $1 million. They're paying that guy 35.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's, yeah, it's, you know, we're scoreboard watching now. How did Detroit come out?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a lot of losses still.
Yes, yes.
I think they're 3 games under, but they're 2 back. It's incredible.
Yeah, Whitey's came back and won a game yesterday. Whitey's are going to win the division by getting to 500.
Yep.
By getting to 500. But,
yeah, Cleveland lost to Baltimore.
Yeah, they're,
they're not good.
How about Baltimore, man? Gibby's got 7 wins. Gibby was pitching into the 6th yesterday. I turned over there. And then they're bringing in Aaron Hicks. And I listened, mm-hmm. I watched their postgame show, and Gibby was talking about being Aaron Hicks' old teammate, he said. But he said it's going to be hard for him to replace Cedric, which, of course, it is, because Aaron Hicks would be like having Kepler. He's a 190 hitter now. So anyway, that was that's my Twins campaign for the day. It's I just go crazy at the what I'm hearing about. Dick wanted to blame Jerry Lane yesterday too.
There's a lot of blaming of the strike zone now, mm-hmm. which is incredible because it's inept both ways.
Yes.
So if you're going to defend the Twins, you mm-hmm. actually should defend the opponent as well.
We don't do it that way.
No, we don't.
But if a pitch is 2 inches off the corner and you don't swing, you know, that Vasquez, he got called out, the ball was low, but it's not that low. It was for 100 years they called it a strike and nobody said anything. Now all of a sudden it's whatever happened to you got to protect the play.
That's I was going to say the art of protecting is gone and they get pissed instead.
Yeah, you get whine. You whine instead of say, you know, hey, numbskull, that's too close to take. You know, mm-hmm. your whole life has been that's too close to take.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you know, you're like just get the bat out and flick that ball foul, right?
Yeah.
Now you just take it. It gets called a strike, and then you're just mad.
You're mad, and everybody, because you know, it's an inexact art.
Yeah.
For some umpires, it's more of an inexact art than it should be, but it's impossible. It's impossible to be over 90%, isn't it? Because first of all, nobody's throwing a ball down the middle anymore. Everybody's trying to hit that edge. And now it's an inch outside the line, and we want to be mad at Jerry Lane because he called it a strike. Well, what do you then if you're pitching and he doesn't call it a strike, you're mad. So it's so silly that the excuses we constantly make for these people.
Well, that's the plan. That's the game plan going in. That's
maybe
the production meeting.
Maybe not after today.
How about that?
Do we got a verdict yet?
I think it's in the next 2 days we're going to find out.
He's going to let him. Now, how did Sandy, the Bally's decided to
stop paying
give
him.
Up their, they said give up their rights.
They said
the
your
Padre.
Rights are too much. We're not paying it. And they basically, it sounds said, like, turn the
ahead.
Rights back to.
Yeah.
Bally Sports North is involved in litigation with the Twins. They haven't paid yet, but I don't think they've said we're not paying for sure. So I think there's a difference.
No, because they got it for $40 million. They were paying the contract with San Diego was like 10 years or something.
And I don't think the Padres are part of the lawsuit. So I think
it was an independent.
It's Cleveland. It might be Cleveland, Texas, Minnesota that were part of the actual suit.
Mm-hmm. And we have no idea which way it's going to go because the one in Arizona was. They didn't let them do it, but I don't know if the legality was different. But these contracts are cheap enough, the Cleveland and the Twins especially, that they want to keep paying it and have something, right?
So I would think so.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't know what will there be if they indeed get the rights back, is there going to be a 3-day transition when it goes to MLB or something?
Padres is immediate.
Yeah, and who's
MLB? I think it's gonna
what streaming. I saw Brandball today said that the stadium thing.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. So the Padres are going to go right. I think for free for a few days or a week to MLB.com, And then they're going to work out another streaming service that's going to be premium.
Can MLB.com just send your game into your market? Is that what they're going to do?
Yes.
Yeah. And, okay. So.
Yeah, I think they have complete control of that stuff.
But what I'm saying is, how do they do this logistically? They only have one network. So if they have a national game of the week, they'll just, if they end up doing your games, you'll
No,
end
it's
up,
streaming services, though. So they have one for each team. So that they'll just offer it through the Twin site. So they're not like, it's not the TV network. It's the actual website itself, which has as many streams as they could potentially want.
And
then they'll just keep Dick and Justin because they're paid by the team, I think.
And they'll try to get you to pay $25 a month or something.
But they'll waive all the blackouts then.
Yeah.
So like all of that, you can't watch it here and here and here, will be gone. Because that's done to protect the cable rights holder.
Some of us are curious as to how it's going to work. But
Star Tribune is doing a ton of coverage now.
Yeah, Brand Ball's really into it. So he was...
It's important.
It is. But he made a good point the other day that, you know, what we have now and what we might have 2 years from now on TV coverage is... I mean, the NFL is starting to lead the way. It's not enough that the main networks pay us a $2 billion a year. We got to go out and find more money, some from Apple and some other places, and Peacock. And
Thursday
Peacock,
night.
I bet that Peacock, though, is an NBC decision.
It's part of them, yes.
They probably had the right to a,
yes,
a playoff games, and they want to put it on Peacock to get you and I to take Peacock. We got Peacock. The wife got Peacock. I have no idea why. I have no idea why
Dawn
she got
watches it.
It
sometimes.
I don't know what's on it. I've looked at it a few times.
Ours is free, though.
I can't find anything.
With Xfinity, it's free.
Oh, okay.
So we don't pay for Peacock because we pay for the cable.
I do believe, as horrible as Xfinity was bill-wise, I think I'm paying more now. I have no idea, but I got so many apps. And I look at some of the apps, and I got the same stuff on two or three different apps.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I got an app for something that I got free on another, like Max has somebody free, but I got an app for that. I need an app expert, and it's not Katie, I'll tell you that, because she just, if she wants to watch a show, she orders the app. So, and by the way, happy anniversary to Katie today, 33 years.
Oh, congratulations.
33 years, yes. It's 33 years of married, I wouldn't say bliss, but survival, you know.
Solid, stable.
Stable. You know who else? I tweeted that out, that it was 33 years since the wedding and the great wedding in Vegas. And Cindy Dickinson and
Graydon's
anniversary today, which of course made me think of Sid walking in and saying, "Why did that woman ever marry you, Mr. One Page?" Which made me think of the Star Tribune, if you're an employee, now has dignity training, some kind of a dignity training. I don't know how it works. I think you learn how to treat everybody. I don't know what it is. I don't have to do it because I'm not an employee. I'm a contractor, but how do you think Sid would have done with dignity training? I think he would have flunked.
That goes against everything a newspaper should believe
yes,
in.
Yes, right, it does. But it's a different society. Well, I don't know what it was. Maybe it isn't treating other employees in, because Sid would have definitely got an F minus in dignity training as he came through with his drive-through every day.
Some of the best stuff ever. Walking down that hall.
Even though it was generally the same thing as it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. My favorite ever was when he referred to Linda as Cal Ripken Jr. Yep. How he noticed that Linda had an attendance problem, I didn't know. But, hey, Cal Ripken
Jr. He would start at the city desk.
Yes.
and work his way down the entire hallway with a name for everybody.
Yes, right.
None of which were ever their names.
No, no, he couldn't remember a name.
But he remembered all of his nicknames.
I think Mr. Schertz had more nicknames than either.
George Halas Jr., who's a Bears fan, Mr. Schertz, because he wore an array of
different
shirts.
Yeah. Where did I see Mr. Schertz was at Pete's funeral.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was good to see Mr. Schertz. You don't see him. Last night, Romans, last night.
Oh, really?
Holy Roman, yeah.
He Roman Augustovich, that's...
He called me at home about some minor thing, which he does. That's fine. He catches stuff. And I said, I thought you were retiring. And he said, tomorrow. I said, well, good luck to you.
So, really?
So it was an honor to have one of the last things Roman ever read be something that I'd written.
Prep coordinator extraordinaire at the
Prep Czar, we called
him. Czar, yeah.
Yeah, the Czar.
He sweated all the details, baby.
The Czar was his nickname, but he's, I think he's probably the second oldest guy in the department next to me, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think he was early 70s, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. So, anyway. So we got the Twins to beat up. Okay, I got a question for you. We got Jimmy Butler in the NBA Finals, right?
Uh-huh.
Do we have, in the NHL Finals, do we have any of our former guys playing a prominent role?
Well, I don't know, prominent. Eric Staal, who actually
I thought the Staals were all with Carolina.
No. Eric and his brother, and what, Jordan is with Carolina. Eric and Mark are with Florida.
Weren't they together in Carolina one time? Or weren't
Jordan? Jordan and Eric were in Carolina. And then... Eric was traded to the Rangers, signed here as a free agent, was traded to Buffalo and Montreal, didn't play, I think he played for Team Canada in some tournament last year, didn't play in the league last year, and then came back with Florida.
Now is he playing regular shifts?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's like on the, I think he's third or fourth line center.
And what's his brother's, Mark, is it?
Mark, yeah, he never played here. He was a Ranger and I think a Penguin and Red
Wing. But Eric is there, so.
Yes.
And how about Vegas, nobody? Because Tuck isn't there anymore.
No, right? Tuck's in Buffalo now. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Was that the Eichel deal?
Yes.
Tuck?
That was the Eichel deal, yes. Yeah. I was going to say, off the top of my head, I don't think there's any former Wild players in Vegas. Mm-hmm. No. No. There's still six guys left from that first team that went to the finals in their expansion season. There's still six guys left, but I don't think there's anybody from the Wild there.
Vegas is going to beat them, aren't they?
I think so. Even though
Florida has this magic gold
Florida's
thing
had
going.
9 days off.
That's probably part of the problem, yeah.
9 days.
But Florida does have the road ice advantage, which is in the NHL. If you got to win a home game, you're screwed. You got no chance. By the way, I was watching the end of the Dallas game. 6-0, 2 minutes to go, and the fans are up giving their team a big ovation. The hell with that.
After game three, they pelted them with stuff.
Yeah.
The Stars had to apologize for their fans after game three.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
They threw stuff at them?
Yeah, they were
they're all up clapping like you do at the end of the playoff.
Yep.
Now you got to beat 6-0 here at home.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
But it is amazing. It means nothing. Louis's whole life was, we got to get home ice.
Yeah, well, back then it meant something. Now you're right. Now it means nothing.
What do you think it is?
All the buildings are the same.
Yeah.
I think we're in an era of people now that don't fret that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think, as Jacques talked about back in the day, I actually think being on the road now can be an advantage. I think... As Jacques said,
don't have the wife and
you're
the baby.
At home. You know, the kid poops, you have to change it. Take out the garbage. That's what he would always say. I've always thought one of my rallying cries, if I was Bill Guerin, I would say when the playoffs start, boys, we're going to the St. Paul Hotel and we ain't coming out till we're done. And everybody else can fend for themselves.
Yes. Yeah, something like that. It is incredible. I do think it's also the way players in all sports are trained now. I mean, they're 12 years old and they're being...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, they're showcases. They're showcases. Yeah. And
pressure.
Yeah. I mean, baseball, I heard somebody, I think John Anderson was talking about this. He thinks there's so many arms getting blown out in college and stuff because they're pitching. They're pitching like year round. They're in showcases. They're in, the college guys all pitch their season, then they go pitch 30, 40 more innings. Yep. And then they, but when they're kids, when they're 13, 14 years old, they're trying to show their stuff.
Yep.
To scouts already. They got scouts at the 14, 15-year-old showcases. And, the old thing was don't throw a curveball till you're 14 or something. And now they're trying to throw 92 when they're 14. And I don't know if that's it, but I think it's probably part of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's been a problem for a long time, and it's gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely gotten worse.
As if you're a... that's one reason there's no black kids playing, African-American kids playing baseball. They got, let's face it, there's a disparity in income around this country. And a lot of the great athletes don't come from a lot of money. And they got the other people have sending their kids to showcases all over the country. You're not getting a Buxton, Byron Buxton's the baseball's tried to do all this stuff, but it hasn't changed the economics of the showcase system and the regional.
I didn't think of that, but yeah, you're right.
P.J. Jones is the kid from Creighton. Now, he's Cesar Tovar's grandkid, and he's, he's biracial. But, he's grandson. But he plays for the Detroit Little Caesars in the summer.
Oh, does he really?
He goes and meets them at wherever tournament they're at.
Oh, wow.
But Little Caesars doesn't pay for you to go there. Their mom and dad got a Pope pot for that. So, and every weekend they're, like 6 weeks probably, June and July. Okay, you got to go to Nashville or you got to go to Dallas or you got to go someplace for these national tournaments. So, it's a completely different system, but I don't think home and road means anything to them because they're playing two-thirds of the hotshot kid's playing two-thirds of his games on some.
That's what I'm saying. Whole thing. And plus, it used to be you went into Chicago Stadium or Boston Garden.
Yeah.
Going in to play the Celtics, right? Yeah. The Heat weren't intimidated.
No. Not now, no.
It's not like they go, oh, my God,
we've got to go play him. Not like it was in the Garden.
That night
was
so disappointing, too. Both those games sucked.
Yeah, they did.
The Golden Knights-Stars game, and that Celtics-Heat game was fine until about third quarter.
Once Tatum got banged up,
that was
out of luck. I mean, Tatum's a great player, but you also see the somehow Spoelstra got, figured out the defense to shut him down. They played his own, basically. But this guy is so bright. Compared to this kid who's trying to coach the Celtics, that was a mismatch, too.
But I don't think he's going to last.
No, I wonder. The way they fire guys now, they're not in any hurry. Who's the hockey coach that's got hired? Nashville fired their guy a month after the season ended, right?
Yeah, and I think Brunette is going to get that job.
Why?
Because he coached Florida, did a pretty good job. They got bounced in the playoffs. He went for a year to be an assistant with the Devils. He's recycled, but compared to most guys, barely recycled.
Yeah, he's only head coached once, right?
Yeah, the Panthers.
Right.
When Quenneville had to quit because of the allegations.
But I saw he was going to get the job. But yep. What was Quenneville's thing?
He was involved in the Blackhawks cover-up of that sexual abuse scandal.
The doctor.
And they basically got rid of everyone.
The trainer the guy. Yeah. Who was the guy? Some guy.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that's... I was talking to somebody about another scandal, and the other day I said, now what got him? Oh, I know. I was talking to this kid who graduated from Henry Sibley High School, and I said... And now it's Two Rivers, right? And out there in West St. Paul.
Yeah.
I said, what'd Henry do? And this young lady said, he was involved in the biggest massacre of Native Americans in Minnesota. And I said, well, okay.
Yep,
I guess they had a reason. I guess they had a reason. So I didn't know that. But I said, why don't you name it, what's St. Paul then? Which, give us some hint. Two Rivers. I look at Two Rivers in the paper. I don't know where the hell Two Rivers are. Don't call it Two Rivers. Call it West St. Paul. Right? Why was it called Henry Sibley in the first place? You're in West St. Paul. Call it West St. Paul. Yeah, you read this scoreboard now trying to figure, okay, who the hell is this? You know, who's...
You know, I miss the high school schedule being in the paper.
Yeah,
so if you wanted to go down to the ballpark by you to see St. Louis Park play,
right next to you, yeah.
I got to go online, and I mean, it's not that hard, but no. I'm just saying, I like the old high school schedule.
But sometimes the schedule, the other thing is the schedules for the high school that they post in February or whatever it is, if you're looking for a baseball schedule, when you've had a March in April like this, just because it says you're playing doesn't mean you're playing.
Yep. I
mean, you might have played yesterday, or you might, you know, it is hard to find. You almost have to drive by and see.
And I do that sometimes. Yeah. I walk Stella right
Although
by
Although I have to tell you, there is no worse situated parking lot for a baseball ballpark than St. Louis Park. They have the parking place is 50 yards behind the center field fence.
Yep.
And then you got to walk all, and then they got an, and then even then they got an entrance way over on the side.
But there's a new bike, the big bike thing now, you know, the bike bridge that goes out. So if you ever want to ride your bike to St. Louis Park, it's absolutely great.
But the other thing, I went last year to see that Hawkinson kid play. And the players, they come in through center field.
Yes.
You know, they got just the center field, but they can't have the 80 fans tromping through center field. But it's, who designed this? But put a parking spot lot over there. What the hell's wrong with you?
Been there forever.
Well, I went to Prior Lake yesterday. To see the Jays Mudcats Civil War. They got two teams in Prior Lake. I hadn't been there 30 years. They got a nice parking lot right behind the grandstand. Nobody parks in it. Everybody parks blocks away because they must get 8 car windows.
That's the problem with close parking lots. Foul balls will kill
baseball, you. I ended up parking about 2.5 blocks away and walking through a park in front of the old school that I went to in 1963, which used to house the grade school, the junior high, and the senior high. And it's about as big as it couldn't hold 1/8 of the kindergarten anymore. It's unbelievable. It's now a Spanish immersion school.
Yeah.
So, and there's, Spanish immersion doesn't mean it's a Spanish school, right? It means these are kids who want to be educated speaking Spanish so they can do that. So
yes. Those are hard to get into, at least in St. Louis Park, from what I'm told.
I don't know, though, in Prior Lake, that school can't be in very good shape because it was old when I went there, 1963.
Question for you. What is going on with Gopher baseball? I sent you a note a couple. I didn't even know they didn't make the tournament.
No,
John's coming back, right?
Yeah. Did how many teams made the tournament? Just 8.
I think so.
Yeah,
not positive, but I think
you're right. Only 8 made it. He wasn't. They would have had to sweep the last weekend, and then they would have had to have the other teams. They were mildly better this year, but they were still like 12th or something.
I don't remember them being 11th. This bad for back-to-back years.
And, 3 years.
Yeah, three years. But forever.
Well, actually 4, but. 2 years, they were dreadful. 2 years, 3 years ago, 2011, they had 2020 wasn't played, you know. They played 7-8 games. They thought they were going to be good that year. I don't know if they would have. 2011, they had a team ERA of over 8. And last year was in the high 6s. And, you know, they're just not getting a – you look at the top 10 Minnesota kids, and they're getting 2 of them. I was looking at Mark Morella's team, I did a piece on
that. Was a great
Mark
call. Morella.
Yeah. I did a piece on that. 8 of the 9, you know, they were good.
Yes.
They've ended up going to, you know,
those teams were.
They went to a regional in
loaded.
Miami and gave him a, you know, they played 8 of the 9. I think 8 of the 9 kids were from Minnesota. You know, just the best players in Minnesota went to Gophers back then. That wasn't 100 years ago. That was about 30 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So, I think losing Fornacier hurt him a lot as assistant coach. He really was connected with the Minnesota coaches. They all loved him. And, you know, he kind of was John's ace Minnesota recruiter. And he's got the young assistants now. And I don't know. They're not getting her done, that's for sure. I didn't realize. I thought he was going to be done because they announced it as a 2-year contract. But A, you got to know Coyle doesn't give a damn, mm-hmm. And B, there was an option on it, I guess, a mutual option. So, as I said, Coyle doesn't care enough to really get in there. You know, John's big service was getting the new Siebert Field built, because if he didn't get it built, they might not even have baseball when he's done. They might just walk away from it. But I would think with Siebert Field there, they'll keep it going. Plus, there's still some old baseball guys that give them some money, too.
Yeah. So I was amazed by the fact that they were.
Oh, they're bad.
This has been a spiral that we haven't seen from that program in years.
No, the other day I was over, I sat with Mark, and we watched the first inning against South Dakota State. They got 8 runs in the bottom of the first. I said, that's pretty good. They ended up winning 9-7 or something. They didn't. They scored 1 run the last of the game and almost got beat. You know, so, they're not. I don't know what it is, but he said that they had 8 pitchers, but he's always got 8 that got hurt somewhere along the line. Now, with John, you always got to check the
accuracy.
I love John, but he's a martyr. He can do it. But
it's going back to Sid when he was always going to get the next big job if they didn't give him an extension.
A new contract, Georgia, and somebody like that. But baseball, nationally, anywhere, you know, he's always mentioned it should be a 2-tier College World Series, the North and the South. And you kind of laugh at that. But 13 of the 16 regional sites are Dixie. You know, old South. Mm-hmm. One of them's Oklahoma State, so that's 14. Mm-hmm. Then there's Stanford and Indiana State, for some reason, are the others. But it's basically the SEC and the surrounding area is the whole thing. You know, maybe you should have 2 tournaments and then have the winners meet in a best of.
But they can start when? I mean, they can start very comfortably in February.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, so you're.
And that's the kid from Minnesota. It's kind of the showcase thing, too. Yeah. The kid from Minnesota's got all this exposure now from around the country from going to showcases. So now PJ Jones, the kid last year as a sophomore, committed to Maryland, which I'm not sure why. But I mean, the Gophers are. Maryland's probably what? The weather's twice as good as it is here. You don't get snowed out or anything like that. But, they just, the whole expansion of social, you know, not social media, the internet and everything makes these Minnesota kids much more visible, right, around the country.
And the SEC looks like fun, by the way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, if you're watching an SEC game.
They draw people,
yeah.
And I don't know how many made the tournament. I forgot to count, but it's like softball, too. 2 years ago in softball, 2-3 years ago in softball, 13 of the 14 SEC teams were in the tournament. You know, but, you know, just, it's the SEC. We'll put them in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they run baseball and softball for sure. So I don't know what they're going to do. My candidate is Brian Robbie, the Bethel coach. I think he's got the fire in his belly to do it. And I got to think. Things stay the same. That's got to be John's last year. This is the end of his.
Brian played for John Infielder, right?
Yeah. Back in the day? Yeah. Brian's got some fire in him. Bethel went to the Bethel won a league this year and went to the regional tournament, and I think they ended up, they went to NCAA, and they got, they played lacrosse, which is highly rated, and beat them once and lost them twice. So they're, but they, he's just, I've watched him in action. He's just got the fire in his belly, I think.
Well, and John's been doing this since Siebert left, right?
Well, 82 was his first year as coach, I believe. Yeah. Siebert was, he was Siebert's assistant.
Yeah, that's a hell of a run.
It is. It is.
Because he was a kid back then.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though. When's the last time you were to go for a baseball game?
Long time. I haven't been to one in a long time.
It's still the worst place to park in America.
Oh, God.
Another reason nobody comes to the games.
Yes.
You now got to park over. They built the facility now.
Yes.
Right?
So I know where you park. The
there's
ramp.
No place. You got to go to the ramps over there.
Yes.
And then you used to be able to walk across the railroad tracks.
Yep.
And cut through places. And now they
buildings are there.
They got plus they got fences up. They don't want you walking across the railroad tracks. You know, so they make you got to walk all the way
you
gotta around.
You got to go by Dickey Town.
And
you
guess
up
what?
And around.
The baseball crowd is my age. That's a long walk for us old fat guys, I'll tell you.
The baseball crowd, I've never seen it be young.
Although, I was at the game Sunday. I took Katie and her sister, and we bought tickets and sat down with all the Blue Jay fans. And babies and kids, little tiny kids all over the place. I don't know these. How old do you got to be to get in pay? They don't make a, like, if you're carrying a kid, they don't have to pay, right?
Declan says three.
Three?
3 years old.
What are they going to do? What if you got like a five-year-old? What if you got a five-year-old and you're carrying?
My dad says, shut up and don't ask him how old you are. You know, that's what my old man would tell me to do. You're three, even though you're five.
Right. You're like, but Dad, I'm five.
Carry. Yep. You got to carry the kid, right? Yep. And make it look like he's, the kid is like, ah, let me go, Dad. No, yeah, that's right. But
those Canadians, though, man.
Oh, God, it was great. They're mad at Vlad, though. They're all ripping Vlad, man. They're all ripping Vlad. But I was down there in the midst of them. But I want to, I shouldn't be the guy complaining about this because I don't buy tickets ever, hardly. But I bought three tickets for $59 apiece.
Yeah,
that's $180. And then I paid to park, $16. So that's $200.
Yep.
And then.
Yeah, how much food and drink
and
did you
then,
buy?
And then we didn't buy a lot, but I bet it was well over $100 before it was over.
Yep.
Because I bought Katie a beer, a Summit.
Yep.
And she didn't like it, so she threw it away.
Yeah,
she
you
thought it was too fruity.
Yeah, you can't just buy. She's got to know what she's going to get beer-wise.
She didn't know. I said, like, well, we were next to the Summit stand, and it was open. So
yeah.
And she wanted peanuts. So I said, you want a beer? So she grabs a beer, and she takes two sips and throws it in the garbage because it was citrusy or something. I think she's expecting a hams or something like they used to. She drinks three beers a year, you know. So that was off to a bad start. But then, yeah, the hot dog here and a brat there and a, you know, and the other thing is a, you know, a diet Pepsi. I bet it was over $100. I bet it.
Oh,
I mean, you go to a
easy
game, you go to a game, three people, and I don't, you know, and I'm not whining, but over $300. No wonder, you know, you wonder why people don't show up as much as they used to. Who the hell? You know, if you're worried about money, you know, but it's tough. What I get a kick out of, though, is these young 30-year-old singles that hang out on that second deck and drink those $14 beers one after another. Mm-hmm. That's the crowd that's the crowd that interests me. But you made a good point. Memorial Day, nicest Memorial Day weekend we've had in my lifetime almost. And that deck upstairs, the party deck, was empty the whole weekend.
They didn't sell it.
What? Why not?
I have no idea.
You would think
Budweiser party deck, which I would think you would sell in a second.
On Memorial Day weekend,
I mean, you can go get sloshed. You don't have to watch the game, so who cares?
Yeah.
For the, because I was there Friday, Saturday.
They need it, and it was Sunday.
Well, they claim they need a group, but why wouldn't you just single game ticket it?
Yeah, Sunday was, it wasn't open either. Nobody was there either. I mean,
I don't understand why you wouldn't find something, a group, and or just say, you know what, screw it. It's open. We'll sell it.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that. You know what, George?
It's a terrible seat to watch a game, but if you do that, you're not there to watch the game. You're there the experience.
Yeah, it is. I hadn't noticed that, but I would imagine there was some disappointment with the sales force that they couldn't move that baby on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So it was, God, it was a glorious, glorious weekend, though. And I can't remember it being
not humid,
being that gorgeous.
Hot, but not too hot. No, that was a perfect weekend. If they hadn't been playing the Blue Jays, though, Pat.
Yeah, there would have been.
That we'd be talking about those crowds.
Would have been 8,000 fewer people at least.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday, which I wasn't there, but I saw it on TV. Saturday, it looked like it was half Blue Jays fans.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It probably was.
Yeah. And it was it was kind of funny when they did something good that the crowd, yay, you know.
So are we to assume that they have basically sold no season tickets behind the third base dugout? Because that was all Cubs fans, and then it was all Jays fans.
Yeah.
That's where Dex had his seats last year, that 20-game plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to assume that they must not sell or not. They want to sell. They are not having success selling those seats.
Well, typically, those ones aren't. Those ones are more open for the Twins and season ticket side because that's typically the visiting side, right?
Right.
So all the visiting teams like to scoop up those tickets. Yeah, I mean, the Jays, Yankees, Brewers will all scoop up a good amount of those ones.
But what he's saying is, so they're not, there's very few season tickets sold behind the visitor's dugout. Huh?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah,
they would love to
fill it up. There's a lot of availability. Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yes, because when the place opened and they did $3 million for 2 or 3 years in a row, it was... you know, they were everywhere, 20-some thousand season tickets.
Thank God for the Cubs and Jays.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. They're well ahead of last year, but probably because of the opponents they've had and everything else. So,
yep.
But that's people are talking about this as another Twins collapse. Last year they were 12, 15 games over 500. This has been a mediocre club from the. They've started 10-4.
Yeah,
they've been mediocre ever since or less. It's just that the division's worse than it's ever been.
Right.
So
yeah, this wouldn't be a collapse.
No.
Now it's a shame that they can't take a 12-game lead to collapse, but they're not even doing that.
Mm-hmm. Damn, their hitting is just terrible. But we got Royce Lewis here to provide a new clubhouse vibe.
I had the sound down for a lot of last night. I watched a good portion of the game, so I didn't hear it. But can't say I'm sorry that I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to sync up my radio with my TV is what I need to do.
Jed, but as we pointed out in a conversation, Dick did continue the tradition of every Memorial Day saying you can't say Happy Memorial Day. Because
every year.
We know what we're honoring here, Dick. But you can still enjoy the day.
Yep.
Okay.
I felt guilty. Yes. By the end of the game, I felt awful about myself.
Yeah, I was sitting there drinking a beer.
I was tempted to go into work.
That's right. You know. It is. But we got July 4th, we got all those days to honor our troops. You know, I wait till November 10th. Because that's the Marine Corps birthday, and I always, when I call up Jim and wish him happy birthday and stuff.
There you go.
November 10th.
Well, I hope you call him up and say, I don't feel good about this. In fact, I feel great guilt.
Yeah. Don't you be going partying at the Marine Ball, which comes the day before, Veterans Day or whatever it is. So, when is Veterans Day? November 11th, right?
Yes,
yeah, well, isn't that when we do? Is that when we do it too?
Should we get Dick on a Wolves game to make us feel guilty about that, or a Wild game maybe?
I was on to a Such a couple weeks ago, and I pointed out May 8th. Isn't May 8th when the Germans gave up? That should be a day. You got rid of Hitler. You found Hitler dead. That should be a day, right? May 8th should be a day. You know?
Should celebrate that one, too?
Yes, yeah, I think so. All right. What do you think? Nothing. I think we got nothing else.
I think we got it all covered, Patrick.
What time is it here?
It is 12:54 p.m.
Ooh, I got to do something in 6 minutes.
All right. We will talk to you next week.
All right.
Thanks, sir.